Hello, this is Michael James King coming to you from Roundtown, USA. Where the women are good and the men are hard working. This is the first ever podcast of God's Love Club. We talk about spiritual connections and how to be led by His Holy Spirit. We call ourselves Tabernacle Christians. We're filled with the Holy Spirit, and we confess our Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and risen Savior. Let's say a little prayer today, because this is a very important time for the beginning of all things that we're going to start doing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we ask you to bless this time of fellowship between each other and with our listeners online. We pray for each one that's listening to this podcast. You illuminate their minds and spirits and help them to understand what your Spirit is doing in these last days. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, my co-host is Christy Van Noot, who has come to us all the way from Big Sky Country, Montana. Wow, that's a long ways. Beautiful country up there, too. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about spiritual connections and why they're important to you and what they are. A lot of people have experienced spiritual connections. They just don't really have a place or a box to put them. And Christy and I are spiritual connections. We're united by God, and so we feel that we have something that we can share with you that will help you understand these things. So how are you today, Christy?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
We're up early in the morning trying to get some quiet here in the house. So the main topic is spiritual connections are from God. And Christy, what is a spiritual connection? What's your take on this spiritual phenomena?
My understanding of it is spiritual connections are when God sovereignly assigns two people together for whatever his purposes are. I think there's different purposes for connections, and I think they're as unique as the individuals that God connects. But it's God's Spirit flowing from God to another person through you that unites them. I think it's when he allows their spirits to connect to each other and be aware of each other, and just brings them into a unity that they wouldn't have outside of his Spirit.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it before. It's like God assigns you to a specific person within the body of Christ, and, you know, it's a supernatural work. He connects your spirit to their spirit to where you feel what they feel. Mm-hmm. You have agape love for them, you know, self-sacrificial love. You mean you just are interested in whatever benefits them. Mm-hmm. And there's all different types, right?
Right. There can be, you know, I think everybody has experienced, every believer has experienced a time where you sense someone that you care about has a need. Maybe you wake up in the middle of the night praying for someone or thinking about someone, or you just feel prompted to call or send a text, and when you do, you find out that the timing was perfect, that they were going through a crisis, that somehow God had made you aware of what they were going through. I believe that's a type of a spiritual connection, when God flows through you to meet the needs of somebody else. And then there's all kinds of different levels. There's purposes that God has for them. Ministry, marriage, friendship. There's just whatever God has planned for the two people for whatever reason he assigned them to each other.
Yeah, you really can't pigeonhole what spiritual connection Mm-mm. is other than it's spiritual, because God does so many different things in them. You know, it's like, I think that God always intended to manifest himself or reveal himself through people to people.
Yeah.
You know, because God is a spirit that fills heaven and earth. And he says in, I think, Isaiah, you know, to this man will I look. And so God fills a man with his spirit, and then he manifests or reveals himself to another person, like I'm doing to you or you're doing to me. Mm-hmm. And that is how we see God most clearly. Because when you looked at Jesus, you saw God looking back.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Jesus is the patterned son, and he's the way that God wants to interact with his people in these last days. So
I think a lot of times people look at the way that God interacted in the Old Testament with sending manna from heaven and doing these powerful supernatural miracles, and they feel like that's the ultimate. That's the way that God is supposed to move. But in the New Testament, when Jesus left, he sent his Spirit, and he wanted his people to be united as a body, and he wants to minister to his people through his people. We see in the book of Acts, when the widows needed food, they came to the church, and it was the body of Christ that met their needs. Mm. When God could have miraculously sent manna from heaven or multiplied the bread and fishes like he did through Jesus. But and people think that that's kind of like a lower level move of God, but I think that's the ultimate, because that's after Jesus did what he did to bring us to God, and after he sent his Spirit to live in us. That's the manifestation of that. It's not the powerful miracles. We see those still, the powerful miracles that we see in the Old Testament, but the way that I believe God wants us to love each other is through his body. That's how he wants to do it. That's the highest level.
Yeah, and that's his will in these last days. And spiritual connections also for his purposes,
right?
Not for our purposes.
Right.
Now, when you're connected to another person and you feel God flowing through you, I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, there's no other feeling like it in the world, but ultimately it's God trying to accomplish something,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to move his plan forward through you to another person,
right.
you know.
And they're sovereignly assigned. You can't ask God. I don't believe you can ask God to connect you to a particular person that you want to be connected to. You
right.
just need to yield yourself to the Spirit of God and let him connect you to whoever he has a plan for you to be connected to.
It's true. And then we come to another point here, is that why does God give us spiritual connections? And I believe it's to demonstrate his love to the body of Christ through the body of Christ. You know, when you talk about a holy kiss is mentioned 5 times in the New Testament. So it was a fairly common thing they did.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, okay, what made the kiss holy? Because you can kiss somebody a number of different ways and it's not holy. So a holy kiss is when God is in you, kissing another individual through you. That's
right.
what makes it holy. It's the presence of God in the action.
Right.
You know, it's not like all kisses that aren't holy aren't good, but it's like, the specific kiss that is holy is a demonstration of God's love physically through the body of Christ.
Right, because his desire is to love us through each other. That's really clear with him sending his Spirit. And in John 17, he prayed that all of his people would be one in the way that he and the Father were one. It's
right.
not just that he wanted to be one with us in that way, but he wanted us to be one with each other in that way. And I think that's a closeness that only can be done through his Spirit. And it can't be done in any natural means. And it makes us a physical representation of Jesus. I remember years ago when I was really struggling with a really dark time in my life, and there was a sweet lady at my church that God connected me to for that season, where she was always aware of when I was in a struggle. And she would either text me at the time or call me the next day and let me know that she was picking up on it at the exact moment I was having a crisis. To me, that made me feel like God really saw what was going on with me. A lot of people may say, well, that makes you look to that person as meeting your need.
No.
But it made me realize that God cared so much about me that he would put me on her heart and connect me to her where she could feel what I was feeling and pray for me at the right time. So it makes you, it God does that to show you how much he cares about you, how he's paying attention to you, and how much you mean to him.
Yeah, it's a reassurance that God is paying attention to your problems in your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, though it's the person talking to you, you take it as God talking to you through them.
Mm-hmm.
We call this the tabernacle blessing because it's the spiritual fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacle in the Old Testament. But what it really is, it's like your own personal Jesus.
Yeah.
When a person is filled with the Spirit and is manifesting his love towards you and it's flowing free without any hindrance, it's as if God is in them, loving you through them.
Right.
And you see Jesus in their eyes. Their words that they tell you are the comforting, loving words of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When they touch you, it's as if God touches you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an incredible thing. And I think it's what God wants to do to unite the body of Christ in these last days.
Yeah.
This is what the unity of the Spirit really means.
Hmm.
The unity of the Spirit is a spiritual experience, just like we were saved. and we gave our hearts to the Lord, just like we asked God to fill us with the Holy Spirit, and He filled us with evidence of speaking in other tongues. There's a third experience called, we'll call it for lack of a better thing, the tabernacle experience, mm-hmm. where we become one with God. And we yield not only our tongue, but now our whole body, our mind, our soul, our spirit to His Spirit so that He can do whatever He wants to.
Right.
And turns out what He wants to do is love each other right. through us, you know, which is a pretty good thing.
And that's the key of it is it's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that makes spiritual connections aware of each other. It's the Spirit of God that lets me know when you or another connection is struggling. It's the Spirit of God that lets us know how to minister, what to say, what to do, what the person is going to respond to. We may not ever
exactly.
know with our natural mind what they need. But if we yield ourselves to the Spirit can, through us, say or do something that's very specific that perfectly meets the need of the person that we're connected to. And that way, it's a yielding to a Spirit so that His Spirit can flow through me to you or to other connections and flow back the other direction. It's completely mandated by a Spirit and led by a Spirit.
Right.
That's
why it
works. Yeah,
it's not natural-minded at all.
No.
You know? And what you said is true. It's a perfectly timed, it's a perfectly said, it's a perfectly done thing
mm-hmm.
because it's God, you know, and therefore it's holy. And to the pure, all things are pure. So that when we hug somebody because God wants us to hug him, it's got no other motive than we're trying to comfort or show love or anything other than that, you know, it's just a pure thing. And this is what people don't understand about spiritual connections is that sometimes they're very, very loving. And, you know, you want to say, guys, get a room.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on between them is the Holy Spirit meeting the needs of the other through his
right.
body. And therefore, it's holy. And so we can't judge another man's servant when he's doing the will of the Father.
Right. And spiritual connections being supernatural and being spirit-led, they don't fit into earthly boxes of relationships.
No,
you know,
no.
we have things in our mind that we think if you have a relationship with someone, it's as a friend or as a parent or as a sibling or as a lover, and they fit into those particular boxes. But spiritual connections are completely different. God may connect you to someone and put you in with someone that you would never be with in the natural because He has a supernatural purpose. And we have to, I believe, avoid the trap of trying to fit a spiritual connection into a natural-minded box of what the relationship is and just allow God to do what He wants to do and flow as He wants to flow.
Well, exactly, you know, and then you come to the question of how do you know if you have a spiritual connection? And for us, one of the main things we've understood is that when you are connected to an individual, the love you feel towards them is selfless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just want them to be happy, to be healed, to mm-hmm. be free, to be taken care of, you know, I mean, with no thought of yourself.
Right.
You know, and that's basically living out 1 Corinthians 13.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think of ourselves. We just love as God loves.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about it is that the other person who is connected to us loves as God loves too.
Right.
So everybody's getting ministered to, but nobody's focusing on themselves.
On themselves, exactly. Exactly. One of the neat things that God does with spiritual connections is He allows you in some measure to have an awareness of the person you're connected to. If it's just someone that you pick up on something in the middle of the night, and you call them and text them the next morning, call them or text them the next morning, you have an awareness of what they were feeling, and your concern is for what they were feeling, and you want to minister to them. When you're connected to someone and you can feel what they feel, that's the tool that God gives you to make it easy to walk in agape love. If I feel that you're struggling, then I'm struggling. And
right.
so my heart wants you to feel better because I want you to feel better, but because that makes me feel better. It's easier to walk in an agape love because I reap the benefits of you feeling good and you reap the benefits of me feeling good. And so it's a neat tool that God gives you to be able to be aware.
It's discernment is what it is.
It really is.
Yeah. Discernment's of the Lord's body in actual action. We are to be representations. You know, we're supposed to be made in the image and likeness of God. And the image and likeness of God is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come into conformity with what the Holy Spirit wants, we become like Christ, which is, we're the body of Christ, we should.
Mm-hmm.
And what the spiritual connections are, is they're God manifest in our flesh. Just like God was manifest in the flesh of Jesus, God is manifest in our flesh, and
right.
we do the works of God because we both hear and see what our Father's doing, and we want to do only what He says.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that the normative church has defined what God wants to do so narrowly, they end up not doing what He wants to do. Because when somebody's hurting, when somebody needs something, God wants to meet that need.
Right.
And He doesn't want to be constrained by the rules and regulations and traditions of men that the church has put on us. You know, side hug just doesn't do it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you need a hug, you know, like if your mother has just died, you need a full-on human-to-human hug to where
right.
you feel their compassion, you feel they're holding you and they're sharing your grief, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just saying, God bless you, sister, doesn't cut it then. And that's when God wants to do something more than what the church normally allows.
That's right. I think we've all heard the story of the little boy who was upset and scared at night, and he would cry, and his mom would come in and tell him, it's okay, God is with you, and she would leave, and he would cry and come back, and he'd say he was scared, and she would say, it's okay, Jesus is with you, and he finally said, I know Jesus is with me, but I want somebody with skin on.
There you go.
And that's exactly what spiritual connections are. God wants to put skin
exactly.
on so He can love His body through His body. And so we have a very real sense of God sees me and knows me and feels what I'm feeling, and He loves me because we feel that ministry through another person. And when the Spirit loves you through another person, it's an amazing healing
exactly.
move.
And another thing, too, is you automatically trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have had people that have been connected to me sit down with you and tell me everything they've ever did that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a confessional.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder why they did this, because we don't know each other,
yeah.
you know. But what I realized, they knew and they sensed God in me, and they trusted God.
Exactly.
And that's something that is a real prominent factor of spiritual connections, is this in profound trust.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense because
no.
you don't know anything about the person, but you just sense through the Spirit of God you can trust them.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
And things that you wouldn't tell your priest, you would tell
mm-hmm,
them,
mm-hmm.
trusting them completely because you sense God in them.
You sense God in them. And it's not that they're perfect or that you're perfect,
no.
but you can sense that the love that is in them for you is genuine and it's from God. And so you trust that. You trust yourself with them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a very specific spiritual experience, just
mm-hmm.
like speaking in tongues is a very specific spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know that you're filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, you speak in other tongues. Well, how do you know that you're filled with the tabernacle blessing? Well, you love as God loves.
Yeah.
And you have endless patience for people that would
yeah.
try other people's patience, you know, and you'll just sit down all day and listen to somebody pour their heart out to you and have total acceptance
yeah,
and
genuine
no
concern.
Judgment whatsoever.
Right.
You know? And basically, you know, the sign of tabernacles is acting godly.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
And doing it to the person, ideally, I believe the body of Christ, we should all be connected to each other. We should all love each other this way. But God does it as He particularly assigns one to another. And then when you have that connection with someone, you have, like you said, endless patience. You're aware of them, what's going on with them, what their needs are. You can be interrupted in the middle of what you're doing and know that they need prayer, or they need you to call them, or they need a hug. And it's just a way that we have an opportunity to demonstrate. Jesus said in John 13 that they will know that you belong to me when you have love one for another.
Yeah, exactly.
And that love has to look different than worldly love. There's a lot of non-believers that love people. But the love that I believe He's talking about is the oneness that He prays for us to have in John 17. When He connects us and we love those that He's connected us to as an example of His love, it's powerful. It's much more powerful than any kind of love on earth.
Well, it's absolutely true. And as we love as God loves, we become the manifestation or the revealing of God to others.
Right.
And we are doing our best normally to love one another, as the scripture says, you know, a lot of people, but our love always fails.
Exactly.
You know, at some point we have a down day or somebody just gets over the top with us and we lose patience.
Right.
And our love fails, but God's love never fails because mm-hmm. it's from above. And it's his nature. He can't be other than his nature. And so when his nature fills us and we do what we do by the Holy Spirit, we can love perfectly.
Right, right.
And effortlessly, actually.
Effortlessly, yeah, that's exactly right. When you just yield to the Spirit and let him love through you, it's effortless. It's something you just do because you desire to do it as the Spirit flows through you.
Well, exactly, you know. And then we come to the question is, why does this matter to you? When we thought about this and talked about this, we came to a conclusion that everybody wants to know that they are loved all the time for who they actually are.
Yeah.
You know, most people hide.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
They hide and they present a caricature of who they are that they think is acceptable to others. So there's always this element of hiding some part of you that you think is unlovely.
Right.
You know, and we just carry it around with us. You know, it's a sometimes it's a hurt, you know, we've had in childhood. Sometimes it's what we've done, you know, but all the time it's we think that if people actually know who we are, they won't love us.
Exactly.
And the thing about spiritual connections is that we come to know that God loves us unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel unconditional love through another person, you can open up areas that you've never opened up and be yourself.
Yeah, and that allows for healing. It's like you were saying, sometimes we carry things from childhood or we have bad experiences. But the neat thing about when God connects you to someone and they're aware of you and what you feel is you can't hide anything.
Right.
And so when you're trying to pretend like you're not mad or pretend like you're not hurt, your spiritual connection will sense that you are. But they'll do that out of it, not of a sense of judgment, but a sense of, I care about you, what's wrong, how can I help? And that helps you just open yourself up and be honest with who you are, knowing that they, the more that your spiritual connection sees the real you, the more that they just love and appreciate you. And it's like it draws out the person that you are meant to be, because it's God's love that
exactly.
flows through them, and God loves the person that you're meant to be. And it's healing. It's an amazingly emotionally, spiritually, and physically healing experience.
Yeah, the tabernacle blessing is healing to a lost and basically dying generation.
Mm-hmm.
People are just so dry because, you know, technology is replacing human contact.
Yeah.
The tabernacle blessing is basically anti that.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
This is human contact on a God scale.
Exactly.
You know, and people, they have this natural need to connect with God. That's how we were created.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we were created to connect with God through another human being. And this is what God is showing us now through the tabernacle
yeah.
blessing. And this is why it's important to you, because, you know, we're coming into a time where there's a lot of strong delusion going on.
Yes.
And it's really, really hard to see the truth for the lie. Anybody who thinks they're going to stand up to the Antichrist alone has got another thing coming.
Mm.
The only thing that's going to make us stand in the time of testing is that we love one another as God loves us.
Right.
And that's going to strengthen us. And the body is going to minister to the body through Christ in us. And
yeah, exactly.
That's really what it was coming all down to, you know. I mean, we know his voice, and we know his voice in each other. And mm. that's the common bond that we share. You know, I wrote an article about the end of doctrine. And many people live their life based on their teaching, you know, whatever
yeah.
teaching you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever denomination you belong to, you believe that teaching. And what it tends to do is that you can't fellowship with others based on what you believe.
Right.
But, you know, I base my fellowship with anybody on who they know.
Hmm. Yeah, that's
and
right.
And if you know Jesus and you love Jesus, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I don't care whether you believe this doctrine or that doctrine. if you know Jesus, you love Jesus, you hear God's voice, you're my brother, you're my sister.
Exactly.
I just don't care about doctrine that much anymore. I know it. Yeah, I went to Bible college. Mm-hmm. I know all the doctrines. Mm-hmm. I know what other people believe, but I just... Mm-hmm. Once we focus on Jesus, that just becomes like a secondary issue, if an issue at all.
And I think that the more that we allow the Spirit to flow through us and to minister through us, I think that we start viewing that type of thing the way that he does. Because I really don't think that God is focused on doctrine at all. I think what God wants to do through his body is like we were saying, is to love each other. And, you know, love covers over a multitude of sins, and love is the fulfillment of the law, Scripture says. We don't need to have doctrines and rules when we're following the Spirit. And my love for you or for anybody else is not going to be based on what you believe about certain religious principles or beliefs. It's based on what the Holy Spirit moves in me through you, and how he reveals his love for you through me. That's exactly how Jesus does it, and that's how he wants to flow through us. That's what's important.
That holds our attention so much we don't even have time to talk about
exactly
the, you know, Manichaeism or whatever it's called, you know. I remember there was after service, I was in a big church, and I was sitting down. I was a young man. I was still in Bible college at that time. And I was in the pew. I was in, like, you know, just on one end of the pew. And this Asian lady, very pretty Asian lady, came and stood next to me. And they were worshiping, you know, it was very spiritual feeling, and had this overwhelming desire to put my arm around her. Uh-huh. You know, I says, okay, this is going to look really weird in church. You know, I'm a young man putting my arm around some Asian lady I don't know in church. You know, it was a very legalistic church. Mm-hmm. And she was short, and I was sitting down, so my arm would go right around her butt. I just sat there and struggled with that, and she just would not move. And so finally, I took my arm and I put it around her. I thought, you know, she'd just move away, but she didn't. She just stood right there. And so everybody was worshiping, you know, it was beautiful worship. And I just held her for like 15 minutes.
Hmm.
And then at one point, then God says, you can let go now. So I let go. And eventually she moved away.
Wow.
Never said anything to her. Then about a week later, I was back in church, and she came up to me, and she says, do you remember me? I said, yeah, I do. Thought I was going to be rebuked or something. And she says, you know, that night when I came to church, I was feeling that nobody loved me.
Hmm.
I felt like I was alone in the world, and that God didn't even know that I existed. And after church, I was going to go down to the dock at the water, and I was going to wrap myself in a sheet and drown myself.
Oh, wow.
Because I just wanted to die. And when you put your arm around me and held me, I felt God's love.
Wow.
And I knew that he cared. I knew that he knew who I was.
Hmm.
And she said, thank you.
That's amazing.
And that's essentially what a spiritual connection is.
Right.
It's when you reach out, even though you may feel uncomfortable, even though you may feel the other might judge you, but you do it because God leads you to, and you do it because it will minister to another human being. And what I encourage every one of you to do is to be courageous enough to love as God loves.
Yeah.
Because God doesn't qualify people that, you know, are worthy of love. He just loves everybody.
Exactly. Yes.
And if he wants to love somebody through you, do it.
Do it.
Have
yep.
the courage to do mm-hmm. it, you know. Like that lady at that service, you may save somebody's life.
You may
life.
Save somebody's life. You may encourage somebody right at the right time when they know
exactly.
I'm all alone and nobody cares, nobody sees. And when God loves them through you, they'll realize. And like you said, her recognition was God loved me.
Yeah,
people
not
are
that
so
I was
concerned about loving each other through each other is going to put the focus on us. When you do it by the Spirit of God, that's received as the Spirit of God, and people understand that it's God that loves them, it's paying attention to them, and he does it with someone with flesh, which makes you feel like it's real and it's tangible and it really ministers to you.
Yeah, God manifest in our flesh. Yeah. Just like Jesus was the manifestation of God. He revealed God to the people, you know, and it was the religious people that had a problem with him because they had doctrine. He didn't just fit their doctrine, but the common Jew heard him gladly. You know, they were flocking to him.
Yeah.
Because he loved them. You know, he didn't distinguish between Pharisees and tax gatherers or sinners.
No. Invited all of them.
The thing about the spiritual connection is that God connects you with whom he wants for his purposes. Of course, you feel his love and it's all wonderful, but God's trying to accomplish something. And we need to say yes when our Lord comes to say, I have need of you. You know, you say, well, Lord, here I am. What do you want me to do? He says, I want you to go and hug that person over there right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's our first ever God's Love Club podcast. It's been nice meeting you for the first time online. Christy Van Note and Michael James King are spiritual connections. And we are forerunners of a mighty move of God is about to do in this generation.
Yeah.
You know, we want to connect with you as God leads.
Yeah.
And we encourage you to connect with us. If God is goading you to reach out to us, do so. Trust him. And we'll see what goes on.
Right. We want to be here to help and encourage and support people that God is moving into this type of ministry, and let you know it's real and it's from God and it's powerful and it's a blessing and it's something he wants to do for his purposes.